Good morning. It's 8 after 10 on Friday morning. That means it's time for the Real Estate Fix with Rich Sherman. I'm your host, Rich Sherman. We're here today to fix people's real estate problems, talk about all sorts of things in real estate, and got some stuff to talk about today, which should be really a lot of fun. We're going to do a little bit of a market wrap-up, as we always do every week, just to let you guys know what's going on. I think the headlines tell the story there. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk a little bit more about Homevestors, because I got quite the response to that last week. I think it's more the ProPublica article about it than me. But I do consider it kind of my responsibility, because I have a little bit of a platform here in the radio and on online, to expose these crazy things when I see them. So we're also going to talk a little bit about title lock and some of that kind of craziness. So we're going to talk about a few frauds to avoid and how to protect yourself about those today. We're also going to have some stuff on about the market. It should be good. But before we go any further, standard disclaimer. I am a realtor. I am not an attorney. My mother thinks it's very flattering that that people think I'm an attorney. My wife is an attorney, so I got that going for me. But I am not an attorney. I'm a realtor. The advice that I give is my own. I have 30 years of experience in real estate, so I like to think I know what I'm talking about. But I am not an attorney. I am not an accountant. I'm not a lot of things, but I do know a lot about this stuff. So if you have questions, feel free to give me a call. I can be reached at 661, and this is my cell phone number, nothing special about it, 661-714-1400. That number again is 661-714-1400, and that is my personal cell phone number. Feel free to reach out to me at that anytime. And as always, if you have questions, you can also email me at thefixwithrich@gmail.com. That email address again is thefixwithrich, no spaces, thefixwithrich@gmail.com. I promise I answer all the emails that we get in. I usually answer within 24 hours, and I'm happy to answer your questions. So kind of what we do. So let's talk about the market a little bit. I'm going to read you three headlines. These are all three headlines from this week, and I think they kind of tell the story, and we'll get into it a little bit. The first one here is from the Daily News. This is just from Wednesday from the Daily News. Southern California home sales dipped to historic low, five reasons why. Here's one from the LA Times from just yesterday. Southern California home prices have been falling. Are the drops over? And then last but not least is one from Business Insider, a fabulous source for information, also from, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. New home prices in steep decline as builders rush to shed inventory. I guess I guess shredding inventory would be different, wouldn't it? Builders rush to shed inventory. So let's talk about those three. According to the people at the Daily News, and I agree with this, buyers, let's go over some of the numbers. Southern California home buying remains on ice, with sales nearly halved in a year to a record-breaking slow pace. I couldn't agree more. We've talked about this before. The real estate market in general has shrunk somewhere between 30 to 40%, depending on which gauge you look at. And when I say shrunk, I mean the number of sales, the number of buyers buying houses, the number of sellers selling houses. It's the residential market, condos, townhomes, single-family homes, etc. In our area, that market has shrunk. Hasn't decreased in prices or anything. Just the amount of sales going on has shrunk to the tune of about 30 to 40%. And there are very good reasons for that. But before I get into that stuff, just keep in mind, real estate really, like most things that have an economic tilt, real estate really runs on supply and demand. It really does. And if demand is really high and supply is really low, prices go up. If supply is really high and demand is really low, prices go down. It's not that hard to figure out when it comes to this stuff. I try to keep these things simple. Find it's best for everybody. And what's going on right now is sort of a fight as the market deflates. We talked about this, a month ago. We've talked about it since. As the market is kind of deflating, the amount of properties bought and sold, what's happening is sort of a fight between demand and supply. Supply is very low, and demand is shrinking too, but supply has actually shrunken faster than demand. And what that means is demand is still higher than supply. So that is what is keeping prices, I hate to use the term artificial because I don't know if that's accurate, but artificially higher than they otherwise would be. I call it the dead cat bounce. Again, I love that term, and I know my wife is out there listening right now going, why do you keep saying that? Please stop saying that. I love it because, again, that's what the theory there is, that even a dead cat will bounce if dropped from a high enough height. And that's kind of what we're into with the real estate market right now. We were going down, down, down. We've lost 10 to 15%, depending on who you talk to, what area you're looking at. And then we kind of bounce back up a little bit. So we're in this wonderful little bounce. It's been going on for about a month or two now, and it'll go on for another couple of months, and then things will settle. But let's talk about some of the numbers. So according to the nice people at the Los Angeles Daily News, buyers closed, this is in Southern California, buyers closed 13,201 sales of existing and new single-family homes and condos in April, down a stunning 46% in a year, according to CoreLogix. It was the third biggest year-over-year drop in records dating back to 1988. The local housing market continues to be throttled by high mortgage rates, suffering its slowest selling season in April in 35 years. It was also the 18th worst sales total of any month over that same time frame. So my friends out there who are realtors, own real estate companies, you guys are all escrow companies, mortgage companies, you guys are all feeling this acutely. I was talking to my friend Sam from the Mortgage Hub, who's our who sponsors the show and the best lender I know. He's fantastic at getting these problems worked out for clients. As a matter of fact, he just got one. We were told could not possibly do this loan. This lady cannot get a loan. She's got to sell her house, has no choice. Sam worked on it, worked on it, worked on it, and sure enough, he found her a loan. I'll be the first to say it's not a great loan, but when her choices are no loan and lose the house, or a kind of lousy loan, but at least you can keep the house, and we'll get you out of this. Well, you won't be in a loan that long. We'll figure out a way out. We're already working on it. But at least she gets to keep the house, and that's all Sam. Without Sam from the Mortgage Hub, and you can get to his information through the website, through the station, or you can call me. That gal loses her house for sure, and she's a nice lady, and she wants to keep her house. So thank you, Sam. Anyway, so let's talk about – go back to the market. So considering how widespread the cool down runs across the region's six counties, in terms of April's one-year sales drop, San Bernardino was off by 68%, Ventura County off by 59%, San Diego County off by 52%, Los Angeles County off by 39%, Orange County down by 35%, Riverside 39%. So of the six major counties that make up most of Southern California, they all have far fewer sales. Again, that's not prices. That's just the amount of units that have been sold. That's a harbinger of prices, so keep that in mind. Anyway, the year that ended April, ended in April, 182,593 Southern California homes have sold. That's the lowest 12-month total since the 2008 market crash. That's a lot to take in. That means there were almost fewer homes sold in April of this year in Southern California than in April of 2008 when the market crashed. So that should tell you a lot. Now, there are five reasons for this. I don't want to go into them because I'll be brief, but I want to go into them. The first thing is it's too costly. Home prices, at least as measured by median sales price, are stubbornly high. They've remained up. And that, again, demand is still higher than supply. We talked about this before. People are not bringing houses to market, which is the second reason. The Daily News quotes low affordability. Sorry, that's the fourth reason they quote. It's low inventory. House hunters have few options because of a host of reasons. Many homeowners aren't selling because they can't afford another house or don't want to give up the low mortgage rate they have during the Fed's cheap money days of the pandemic era. Or owners decided to rent out a home they might otherwise have sold. We've talked about this before. I'm in that boat. I've got a very, very low interest rate. Fannie Mae tells us that 70% of every mortgage in the United States right now, 7 out of 10, have interest rates at 4% or below. So if you're one of those people, I am, and you sell your house and you buy another house, your interest rate's going to be higher. It's going to be somewhere around 6.5, depending on your ability to qualify. So, but yeah, and that's the second cause is pricey mortgages. The mortgages have gotten more expensive. Interest rates are high. People are not eager to move if they don't have to, whereas before they were moving because the interest rates were low, and we all knew that wouldn't going to last. So pricey mortgages. And next up, low affordability, which is really part of number two. Prices are high on houses still, and interest rates are even higher. So yeah, affordability is the buzzword. You'll be hearing that over and over again over the next year or two. Affordability, affordability. It is low. Surging costs have pruned the number of people who can qualify to buy. A Southern California household in the first quarter needed to earn $178,400 annually on average to buy a median-priced single-family home. That's according to CAR, the California Association of Realtors. They have something called the Affordability Index, which I watch very closely. Anyone who's into real estate should, because they're usually pretty on task about that. And the more unaffordable things are, the more it's going to damage the market. So far, it hasn't really happened, except for the volume of sales is down a lot. But the individual sales prices will drop as well. Anyway, it's not good. And, of course, low inventory, which we talked about. And then last but not least, we have building bust, which is the builder inventory we've talked about. Builders had a large inventory of ready-to-sell homes. I shouldn't say large. They had a significant inventory. And all of them got gobbled up because there's not as much resale stuff on the market. So if you're a buyer, you started looking at new homes even more than you would have before. And you might be willing to pay a little bit more because it is brand new. And they fired through all of that stock, which is great, except they're trying to replace it now. And that's been the hard part. So the bottom line is that Southern California home buying continues to be extremely chilled. But those of you, in other words, there's not as much houses, as many houses, many properties being bought and sold. But those of you who are in the market, you can still do very well. There are fewer homes put up for sale, but the ones that are up move quickly. The prices are near, I wouldn't say all-time highs, but they're higher than the market would otherwise dictate just because of the lower inventory. First-time buyers are financially challenged. The move-up market, current owners seeking a new place, have too many reasons to stay put. And investors on the sidelines, thanks to pricey financing and iffy appreciation opportunities. So we've got sellers who don't want to sell. We still have buyers who want to buy, but a lot of the market segments are just sort of waiting. And that's kind of where we're at. It's a very, very chilly time to be in real estate right now because there's just not as much stuff going on. And what is going on has a bit more competition because, as we said, it's all supply and demand. and supply has fallen faster than demand has fallen. They're both down, but supply has fallen faster, which has given us a little bit of a price bump. So for those of you who are going to get into the market to buy a house, do it now, because I still think the interest rate is going to get higher. I think we're going to be over 7% by the end of the year, if not worse. You're not going to outstrip the interest rate. And if you're a seller, take advantage of the dead cat bounce. It's not going to be here forever. I've seen a lot of reports that say that the market is probably going to head stabilize. Or I even saw one that from, I think it was the National Association of Realtors, that's projected that 2024 was going to be a turnaround year, and the market's going to rebound to the tune of 18% nationally. That's ridiculous. I mean, with all due respect to the National Association of Realtors, or their fine organization, I'm a member, but that's just silly. There is no way we're going into a recession, not coming out of one, and there is no way the housing prices are going up 18% in 2024. I appreciate the optimism, but if you're listening to me here, please understand, always consider your source. The National Association of Realtors' job is to talk about how great it is in real estate in general. And that's really all they're doing here. And they're optimistic, and I appreciate optimism. I just don't think it's going to carry the day. So the upshot to all of this is housing prices are more or less stable at the moment. They're not really going up. They're not going down. I still think they're going to go down another 5% before the end of the year, because I still think the interest rate is going to go up. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really do. But we will see. I'm certainly not always right. But as I always like to say, I am right a lot more than most people you know. And I'm certainly right a lot more than I am wrong. The last piece of this I want to touch on is that home prices are in steep decline as builders rush to shed inventory. That's the Business Insider headline I just read. I want to go over that a little bit. Sales of new homes versus resales. New homes have jumped 26% since July of last year because there's not as much competition in the resale market, so the new houses look a lot more attractive. Home prices are in steep decline as builders get rid of their inventory, according to Pantheon Microeconomics senior economist Kieran Clancy. According to Mr. Clancy, that's in contrast with prices for existing homes, which have been relatively flat lately. The difference is demand has shifted away from existing homes, because there's so few of them, amid a lack of inventory, towards new homes, which accounted for 15% of sales of single-family homes last month versus 11% of all sales a year ago. As of April, builders had a 7.6-month supply of new inventory compared to just 2.9 months worth of existing resale home inventory. There are more new homes out there than there are resale homes, so you get better options out there. But the builders are trying to keep up. They're trying to build as quick as they can, obviously, but there's still tight supply. And the tight supply of existing homes comes as high mortgage rates discourage homeowners from listing their properties for sale. That's what we've been talking about. Experts say that's placed the existing home market in a deep freeze, with buyers and sellers pushed to sidelines as mortgage rates continue to climb or to hover around 7%. They're not quite that high in our area, but they are getting higher. So, yeah, not a bad time to look into buying a new home. And I want to touch on this a bit. Builders won't like it when I say this, but when you go buy a new home, please take independent representation with you. Please take a realtor with you, because the problems that I get in my office having to do with new homes are always the same thing. It's that the buyer went in to a sales office on their own and dealt strictly with the sales office. Some sales offices are good, some sales offices are bad, but in general, get independent representation. What I say all the time, you wouldn't go into surgery without your surgeon. You wouldn't go into court without your lawyer. Why are you going to look for houses without your realtor? Now, that's just my point of view. I think everybody should have representation, because when I do something that I'm not well versed in, I like to have somebody who knows more than I do. It makes me look smarter, and I get a better result because of it. So you should absolutely, if you are a home buyer and you are considering buying a new house, please take a realtor with you. If you want to take me or somebody of my staff, I'll go. If you want to take somebody else, any realtor will be happy to deal with you. And if the new housing place says, we don't deal with realtors, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They say that all the time, and they do anyway. I've represented clients with new housing tracts where they weren't willing to pay a commission, which is what they really mean when they say they're not supporting realtors. I don't mind. I'll do it for free. Because to me, I want to make sure the client gets taken care of. I want to make sure the client gets the best deal possible. I want to make sure their needs are met, because that's how you turn a first-time client into a lifelong client. So I don't mind doing this stuff up front. I think you'll find most realtors would rather get paid to represent you in a new housing tract, but they'll represent you even if they can't, even if the housing tract isn't paying a commission, because, although again, nobody's first choice, because they just know more about this than you do as the public. You shouldn't know as much as your realtor does. I mean, that's the whole point of having a realtor, and as a realtor I like being useful, so I like knowing what I'm talking about, at least most of the time. But anyway, so yeah, if you're going to a new housing tract, take a realtor with you. Please do. It's just common sense. It just is. So when we get back, we're going to take a break now and pay some bills, talk to some of our hear from some of our advertisers, which we love to hear from. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about more scams. We're going to talk about the Homevestor thing a little bit, because that has been, oh boy, the response to that has been something. I think I touched a nerve there. And we're going to talk a little bit about title protection, which is get the latest scam. So I'll teach you guys about scams when we get back. You'll like it a whole lot, what they are and how to avoid them. This is Rich with the Real Estate Fix on KHTS 98.1 FM, your hometown station. I'll be with me when we come back. Hello, welcome back. It's Rich Sherman with the Real Estate Fix on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, KHTS. Thank you guys for listening. And those of you who started listening at the top of the show, thank you for listening through the ads. I appreciate it. Always nice to have people hang around. This is when it's going to get fun anyway, so good on you for hanging around. So let's talk a little bit more about Homevestors. Last week, I read a fantastic article from ProPublica. I would suggest anyone out there read it. It's about all about Homevestors and the we buy homes for cash. We buy ugly houses. We buy homes cheap. They're all kind of the same, whether it's Homevestors or any of these guys who do that. This particular article is about Homevestors. And I know a little bit about Homevestors because I've gone up against them before. And basically their business model, just to review, is to try to find people who are in trouble, hopefully the lowest point in their life because of a death or a divorce or a loss of a job or all of the above, health issues. They love mining health issues. And what they do is they come upon you and they say, we're terribly sorry that you're having the worst part in your time in your life. And then what they don't say is, let us please exploit your problem for our profit. Because that's really what it is. It is a completely exploitive business model. They take advantage of people who are in trouble. They take advantage of them at the lowest point in their life, and they pile on. And to my way of thinking, they steal from them. Because telling somebody that their house is worth far less than it is worth, convincing them that there may be some other sort of reason that they have to sell their house for, and that they in fact have no choice, they can either sell their house for cash right now, or the sky will fall and they'll never be able to sell their house, or I don't know what they convince people is going to happen, but I've heard a lot of stories. But that's what they do. They prey on vulnerable people. They prey on people who are elderly, who may be suffering from dementia, which is a great story about that in there. I mean, not great, but accurate. They prey on people who have, I think if I remember, there was a bit in there about they look for people who have some sort of if they've broken a hip, because they consider somebody who's broken a hip as being no more than 60 days away from death. And that's their clientele. It's horrible. It's unethical. It's immoral. And it's wrong. It's not illegal, which is the problem. And again, going back to what I was saying before, none of these people are licensed. So the way to defeat them is to talk to somebody who has a license. No decent realtor is going to tell you you should sell your house for cash to these Homevestor peoples. I have yet to see the circumstance where that makes any kind of sense. Because any investor who buys your house cash, first of all, it's not usually their money anyway. They're usually borrowing the money to pay cash, but that's neither here nor there. Even if it is their money, they're buying it to make a profit. And the scam is usually we're going to have to rehab it and take care of all this stuff. We have to add value to make money on it, which I guess would be okay, but the homeowner can do that too. I do that for homeowners all the time. But what it really winds up being is we're going to buy your house, do absolutely nothing, and sell it for an outrageous profit that otherwise would have been yours if you'd known any better. That's their business model. And I think it's horrible, and I stand in direct opposition to it, and everything I said yesterday, I re-listened to the broadcast yesterday, I re-listened to the TikTok video we did, and I stand behind every word of it. There is not a word of it I have any desire or need to take back. I absolutely stand behind it. And for the person from Homevestors who called me this week, they sell all sorts of horrible things, who I invited to come on the air, but she would not tell me which Homevestor office she worked with. She would not tell me what franchise she is with. She wouldn't even tell me what city she was operating out of, but she wanted to tell me how I was wrong about all of this. And I said, great, correct me. I'm all for learning new things. In fact, if you want to come on the air with me, you can correct me live on air. Sounds good. Let's do it. And she, of course, didn't want to do that. Isn't it amazing how when you shine a light on people who are doing something wrong, when you shine a light on their malfeasance, they'll bitch and moan and complain and make all kinds of noise about it. But when you say, hey, let's do it publicly. Let's do it. If you're right, come on, tell me I'm wrong. Let's do it. And they always head for the shadows. They always head back into the dark because these people cannot stand exposure. They cannot stand that what they're doing is being exposed. There's nothing about my job I can't talk about. I'll talk about my job all day long, and if not stopped, I will. Because I love my job and I love my clients and I like what I do so much that I'll be happy to talk about it. Hence the radio show and all the other stuff that I do. But yet the people from Homevestors have no desire to talk about it whatsoever. I don't want to tell you all you need to know about these people. So to the Homevestor franchises out there, I hope you can hear me. I'm not a fan of any of you. I stand in opposition to all of you. I stand in direct opposition to your business model. Same as all the other We Buy Houses Cash, because we're here to help you people. Because what you do is you camouflage your help. They call it help, but what you're doing is you're camouflaging a corrupt business model to take advantage of people who simply do not know any better. And it makes me extraordinarily angry, because you should not be allowed Simply put, you should not be allowed to take advantage of people simply because they don't know any better. You should not be able to buy a house from a woman who is suffering from dementia. You should not be able to buy a house from a veteran who is deployed, more accurately, his family because he's deployed. You should not be able to buy a house from somebody who is facing the last weeks of their life. None of this should be. You shouldn't be able to buy a house from somebody who's out of work, who's going through a divorce. And I shouldn't say you shouldn't be able to buy the house. You can buy the house all day long. You just shouldn't be able to buy it at the kind of rates that they offer. You shouldn't be able to buy it feasting on their ignorance. It's not okay. It's not okay. I don't know whose face you guys work at Homevestors. I don't know whose face you shave in the mirror in the morning. I only can tell you I shave mine, and I wouldn't do that. And I just wouldn't. I would not work in an industry that I found that deplorable. And that's really what this is. They're just wrong. So again, loud and clear to anyone who's listening, I stand behind every word of it. And to the woman who threatened to sue me, be my guest. I have an excellent attorney, including to the one I'm married to. You bring it on. I love that fight. Because you know what? If you sue me, it's going to have to be public. And as far as I know, I keep getting told that the truth is a defense against defamation. So if you want to make a defamation case, please do. I look forward to that fight. I doubt we're going to hear back from them again. So let's move on to the next topic. I just wanted to get that clear with the nice people from Homevestors. Let's talk about yet another scam that is out there that I find completely reprehensible, which also takes advantage of a lot of the same clientele. And that is these ridiculous title theft protection companies. There are two big ones out there. There's HomeLock and there's Home Title Lock, both of which are at best problematic. They are selling something. They're selling ice to Eskimos is what they're doing. They're selling you something that you can get for free. They're selling you something you do not need. They are convincing you that it's dangerous. They are convincing you that you're in trouble. They are preying on, again, the weak-minded. They are preying on people who are afraid. They are creating fear. They are stoking fear, and then they're preying upon that same fear. That's what these guys do. So first of all, let's talk about what title theft is. First of all, nobody can steal your title. It doesn't work like that. We call it title theft when somebody tries to nose in there, or when they put, you get a fake note that shows up on your title, that sort of thing. So we're going to talk about that and how to defeat it. First of all, what is title theft? Title theft, it is real and it is rising, but we call it title theft. It's not stealing your house so much. It's a bit of a misnomer. What it really means is that the homeowner never really loses their legal rights to title because a forged deed is not valid. But what they're doing is they're using forged deeds for forged notes and things like that to try to upset your title. And unfortunately, it's pretty easy to do that. It's a lot easier than it should be. All you need is a signature and a notary stamp, and you can, in LA County anyway, you can get things recorded pretty easily. It's not the assessor's job to search out fraud, although they do a pretty decent job of it, I will say, in LA County at least. But that's what the title company is there for. When you buy a house, you get title insurance. Certainly, if you have a loan, you get title insurance. And you should get title insurance. I'm a big proponent of title insurance. I have my issues with title insurance companies over the years, to be sure, but they're a necessary part of the real estate industry and have been for a couple hundred years for exactly this reason. If I were to forge a deed on somebody else's house and I were somehow to get that deed recorded, when the person finds out, and they'll find out at some point, the title company is there to protect them. The title company is there to step in and say, no, 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 this was wrong, and here's why. Title companies are insurance companies. It is title insurance. That is what they do. They insure the chain of title. And it's a very valuable thing that they do. But they do it, and all of us already have it. If you're in California and you have a loan on your house, you already have title insurance. I can't imagine the circumstance under which you wouldn't have title insurance, but I suppose they're out there, rare as they may be. I'm going to guess that this is just a guess on my part, but I would say 90-something percent, if not 99% of houses out there do have title insurance. So you already have this. And then along comes HomeLock and Home Title Lock. Here's what HomeLock, how they advertise. HomeLock is powered by DomiDocs. You're supposed to be impressed by that. DomiDocs. I don't even know what that is. DomiDocs. Powered by DomiDocs, homeowner and enablement platform. Homeowner enablement platform. What that means is you could do this yourself. You don't need them. But they have a homeowner enablement platform. Very impressive. They provide fraud protection. No, they don't. They absolutely do not. Title companies provide fraud protection because they're insurance companies. HomeLock is not an insurance company. So for them to say they provide title protection, well, let's talk about how they define protection. They provide protection against property theft, title deed fraud, and forgeries. Not really. Equity theft, fraudulent loans and lines of credit. Rental theft, unloaned rental and revenue theft. Clouded title. Fraudulent claims and encumbrances. Lien filings, 80-plus different types of property liens. Missed payments. Wait a minute. How does HomeLock protect against missed payments? I'm pretty sure if I have a mortgage on my house and I don't make my payment, HomeLock's not going to do me any good even if I am giving them $19.95 a month. They go on. Here is exactly why you want HomeLock. Scanning 200-plus data points for 360-degree coverage, single most proactive effective system available. Well, okay, of course you can do it yourself. Private search engine and internet address monitoring. Detailed 7-year home. It goes on. I'm not even going to read the rest of this because it's just such garbage. Basically, what they're trying to convince you is they're not a title protection service. They're not a title insurance company. What they are is, at most, a monitoring service. So what that means is they will monitor your title for you. And it's the same with Home Title Lock, which we'll talk about a bit as well, the other company, which is a bit larger. They monitor your title. Now, here's the thing. The assessor's office monitors your title. Title companies monitor your title. You can also monitor your own title. In L.A. County, and I did this last week just because I was curious, L.A. County has a monitoring system that all you have to do is go to their website, register your property, and all you need is the address and your name. And if something shows up on title, they will email you and say, hey, is this supposed to be on title? Now, they, for years, for decades, they, well, what happens if something weird comes on? If anything's added to your title, you get a letter. You get a copy of it from L.A. County. So they're already monitoring your title. And now they have this new thing where you can register through the internet. I registered my houses. I have a couple of them. I registered them in less than 4 minutes. I timed it. In less than 4 minutes, the County of Los Angeles, who I think is a much better authority on this than Home Lock or Home Title Lock, is monitoring my houses for me. And it's free. It took me 4 minutes to input several houses. I'm all set up with the county now, and it's free. Now, not every county works like this. I did some investigation in Kern County. I did some investigations in the other counties. Basically same system, maybe not quite as slick, maybe a little more complicated. These are smaller counties, not as much going on. But again, it's free. You can call the county assessor's office anytime you want, and you can check up on your title anytime you want. Now, if you have a thing against talking to government entities, fair enough. I have one client who does this. Pick a realtor. Call them. Ask them to check. Find an escrow company. Ask them to check for you. Find a title rep. Ask them to check. There are all these ways you can check, and they are all free. They do not require you paying a fee to HomeLock or Home Title Lock. Neither one of them is selling you anything you cannot get 100% for free. They're very much like the HomeVestors, and the ideas they're trying to sell you on is they protect you and they provide convenience. And that's just not true. They do not protect you, and there's really no convenience they're providing. You're calling them instead of calling the assessor's office. And you know what? The assessor's office is a better source of information about the title to your home than HomeLock or Home Title Lock. You're just doing what they would do. It's not exactly a big deal. And the other reason I know that this is complete and utter nonsense, and I'm going to share this with you guys because you should as well, is let's talk about Home Title Lock, the other company. HomeLock is the one company. Home Title Lock is the other big one in this space. So let's talk about Home Title Lock. And I'll just give you a hint here. You can often tell if something is or is not a scam simply by who advertises them. Who are their talking heads that they hire to promote their product? And if you go to Home Title Lock's website, the first big smiling face you're going to see is Sean Hannity. Now, with all due respect to those of you who are fans of Sean Hannity, I don't think Sean Hannity is an authority on title, on house title or on real estate. Maybe he is and he keeps it to himself. Doesn't strike me like the sort of guy who, if he has that information, would keep it to himself. But there's Sean Hannity. But wait, there's more. They also hired Newt Gingrich. He's a spokesperson. Bill O'Reilly. Mark Levin. I think you're getting the gist of things here. Ben Shapiro. And Glenn Beck. Now, if you take your title advice or your real estate advice from Sean Hannity, Newt Gingrich, Bill O'Reilly, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, and Ben Shapiro, you got bigger problems in your title. But I guarantee you, not one of these guys, not one of these people, knows a thing about title. They don't. And by the way, Home Title Lock puts out their talking heads here, puts out the people who quote-unquote endorse them a lot more than they forward what they actually do. Because when you look at what they actually do, it's all nonsense. It's all in complete, utter nonsense. It's all based on fear and conjecture, and they're going to protect you. They create the fear. You are in danger of having your title stolen. You are in danger of losing your home that you spent all these years working for. You are in danger of losing. Da-da-da-da-da. You're in danger. You're in danger. You're in danger. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. And then, luckily, they're here to help you. We can protect you from you losing your title. We can protect you from having your title. It's not true. That is complete and utter nonsense. They do not protect you from anything. They monitor your title, and they can tell you if something's going on. Now, both companies supposedly have experts. I reached out to both of them. I asked to speak to any one of their experts they want me to talk to. Anyone. Still waiting for a call or an email back. I asked other people I know in Tidal. I said, hey, have you ever talked to any of their experts? They said, I don't know. They have experts. They have experts. And they all said the same thing. The people who actually work in the Tidal industry, actually, all of them said the same thing. Why would you hire these people? Most of them had never even heard of them. But why would you spend $20 a month for something that you can have for free? That's what they're doing. It is all a complete and utter scam. And it's absolutely completely nuts. Let's talk a little bit more about Home Title Lock, what they're looking for. They're saying, title fraud is not covered by your bank. Well, it's not the bank's job. It's not covered by my donut shop either, but okay. It is not covered by a legal trust. It is not covered by homeowners insurance. It's not covered by an identity theft protection. Okay. It's, again, also not covered by my local fire department. It's not covered by my cat, Zoe, either. So saying what it's not is a clever way of trying to let people figure out for their own what it is. Because if they were to tell you what it actually is, you would know it's nonsense and you wouldn't invest. You wouldn't buy. You wouldn't spend $20 a month with them. And they go on to say about how your title can be stolen by cyber criminals. Oh, no, not the cyber criminals. I'd hate to see grandma abused by the cyber criminals. You know, there was a bit on Saturday Night Live years ago with Sam Waterston where they were basically talking about the absurdity of how some of these companies advertise to the elderly. And the joke was that there were robots and you're supposed to get robot insurance. Otherwise, the robots will come and get you because if the robots come, they have a strong grip and you can't get away. And obviously, they're making fun. There was a joke, great bit. But that's essentially what Home Title Lock is. That's all I can think of when I'm reading this, is you're trying to sell people on robot insurance. When the robot uprising comes, they will all come get you, but pay us and we can help you out. It would make about as much sense. It is absolutely, and all over this, it says, is Home Title Lock a legitimate service and do I need it? Now, before I go on, I know you're all going to be shocked to hear that their opinion is Home Title Lock, their own company, is a valuable service and everybody needs it. I disagree. I completely disagree. I think it is utter and complete nonsense. I think you can take that same $20 that you're giving them, that they're asking you to give them every year, and go see a movie. Go give it to somebody on the street who needs the money. Donate it to a charitable cause. Then the money would do some good, and you won't be getting scammed. Or better yet, keep it in your pocket, because paying these guys is a waste of time, money, energy, and effort, because they offer you nothing. Although that's not true. They do offer you this. A comprehensive, sign up with them, they will give you a free comprehensive title report valued at $100. This report shows past activity on your property and can also inform you if you've already a victim of title fraud. You mean if I sign up, you give me a report with $100? Everyone right now who's listening to this who is in real estate, if you work in as a realtor, if you work in escrow, so you work in title, if you work in any facet of the real estate industry, you are laughing your head off right now because you're all doing the same thing I did. I didn't know those reports I give away for free all the time are worth $100. They're worth $100 a pop. That's amazing. I go into any one of a dozen programs, which don't cost me $100 a month to run, and I can have the information in about 10 seconds. You're telling me that's worth $100? Well, that's amazing. And yet the good people at Home Title Lock give it out for free. Isn't that generous of them? It's utter and complete nonsense. I want to highlight this because it's a bold-faced lie. Is Home Title Lock the same as title insurance? No! Home Title Lock is not the same as title insurance. Title insurance protects buyers and lenders from financial loss or impact if a title defect or hidden lien is found on a property during closing. Not just during closing. It's a lie. Absolutely not. It is important to understand that this type of insurance protects against issues that occurred before the date of the closing, but not after the date of the closing. I don't even understand that. Title insurance is title insurance from the time, just like any insurance policy, from the time somebody buys it until they sell it because it goes to somebody else and they need a new title insurance policy. So yes, title insurance policy would not protect you after the close of a property because that policy will have ended by your selling the property. And the new buyer will have picked up a new title policy. Even if it's from the same company, it will just be a new title policy. So that is a lie. That is a bald-faced lie. Saying that title insurance protects against issues that are covered before the date of the closing, but not after the date of the closing, I guess is accurate, but a lie of omission is a lie just the same. And what they are not telling you is what I just explained. Why would you need title insurance after the closing of an escrow? And if you did, it would apply to a time when you was still before you sold the property, and you would still be covered. So unless you're somehow buying a house without title insurance, which I guess you could do theoretically, in very, very unique circumstances, you're going to be covered anyway. So there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to spend a penny with Home Title Lock or Home Lock or any of these other companies that will never be spread after this. They're ridiculous. They're literally selling nothing. They're selling you essentially, they don't call it insurance, but they're selling you insurance for nothing. You know, they're selling you insurance against robots and against alien invasion. They may as well be selling that. It would make about as much sense. So for goodness sake, stay away from Home Lock. Stay away from Home Title Lock. If you have a relative, if you have a loved one, if you have somebody you know who's involved with these companies, cancel now. Do not send them another $20. It's absolutely, it's ridiculous. $240 a month that these guys are, or a year, excuse me, $240 a year that these people are sucking out of people is just fraud. It just is, in my view. And I'm sure at some point we'll hear that somebody, you know, some DA somewhere is going to look into them and they'll find that they're selling nothing and they're not licensed in any way, shape, or form in any state or any place else. And it's just complete and utter nonsense. It's an advertising gimmick. So just avoid it, please. Much like the Homevestors, it's just garbage. It's just nonsense preying on people's naivete and preying on people's ignorance. So don't do that. And again, same thing. Go hire an agent. Go talk to him. You don't even have to hire him. Just talk to him. Ask anybody in title and escrow, do I need to do this? If you don't believe me, ask them. They will tell you the exact same thing. Now, if you have any questions of me, you can always call me. You can always call me at my cell phone, 661-714-1400. You can reach me through the email address, thefixwithrich@gmail.com. You can send me a text to that cell phone number. You can call me at that text at that phone number. I try to answer my phone morning, noon, and night, 661-714-1400. We're going to take a break, listen to some more commercials. We're going to come back and talk about a few more fun things that I know about real estate that I'd like to share with you guys. It'll be good. It'll be good fun. I'm Rich. This is The Real Estate Fix with me on KHTS, your hometown station. Welcome back. This is Rich Sherman with The Fix with Rich on KHTS 98.7, your hometown station, AM 1220. Thank you guys for listening. I love it when people tune in. And thank you guys who send in questions and that. I can't answer them on the air. I will answer them as soon as we're off because they get kind of detailed. I don't want to get too in the woods, but I promise I will answer every one of the texts and emails and all the rest as soon as I'm off the air. I promise, I promise, I promise. And I know a couple of them have kind of come in just now about Home Lock and about home title protection and stuff. So we'll definitely return those calls. Happy to do it. I want to talk about our last little segment here. Now that we've talked about Homevestors and the problems with that following up on last week, and then we've talked about yet another scam having to do with title lock and title protection, which you get from a title company that's an actual insurance company, not from these clowns. Let's talk a little bit about how, rather, that's some of the negative stuff in real estate. That's some of the crazy stuff that I see in my office that I stand in opposition to. But I don't want to be all negative all day today. That's not fun. Let's talk about some positive stuff. Let's talk about some of the stuff that we can do for you. Let's talk about home sellers a little bit today. We've talked about this a little bit before, but let's talk about it some more because I got a really good example for you. Right now, we have a program we've been running for years called the Resell Renovation Program. Because I like alliteration. So the Resell Renovation Program, it's a program in-house to my office. We do it all the time. And basically what it is as a realtor, as a real estate office, we are willing to put money, not we, anxious, eager. We are eager to put money into our clients' houses. No offense to the other realtors out there. I know a lot of people who do stuff like this. Most don't. But we do it because it's a very simple premise. A house in the best condition sells for the most money the quickest. That's all. And the quicker I can sell a house, the less it costs me because all the inventory I hold costs me money every minute of every day that I'm holding it. So the quicker I can get a turn, the better it is for me. Also, more importantly, the better it is for the client. Now, that's if a client who wants to sell it quick. Some don't. Some want to take a little longer. It just depends on the person. But so that's really the premise. Now, I'm going to give you an example. This is a house that we just finished. Actually, it's in escrow now. And I met with the sellers about a month and a half ago. And I took a look at their house, and it's a very nice house. It's built in the 1950s, a little older, but nice. It's been well kept, little single-story house. And in this particular case, the house was not showing that great. The family that lives there, they'd raised a family. They have four dogs, all of varying sizes. They've lived there for 22 years, if memory serves. The house had been well cared for, but it's a house that a family's lived in for 22 years. So it needed a few things, carpet, paint, that sort of thing. Before I got there, everybody and their brother told them the house was worth $750. Most of this house is possibly worth $750,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath house. It's a little over 1,000 square feet. Most you're going to get for this is $750,000. And they told me when I came in, look, Rich, we know it's only worth $750,000. Everybody told us it's only worth $750,000. And I went, well, that's kind of strange because I'm pretty sure we can get $800,000 for it. We have to do some stuff. I mean, you need to get this carpet out of here. We need to get hardwood floors. We need to polish those up. That's going to cost a couple of bucks. House needs an exterior paint job. That's going to cost a couple of bucks. Maybe some interior. There's some work that needs to be done here, there, and everywhere. That sort of thing. But at the end of the day, house needed about $20,000 worth of work. But I kept looking at it saying, look, if we put $20,000 into this house, you won't get $750,000. You'll get $800,000. So spending $20,000 to make $50,000 sounds pretty good. And they, of course, said what a lot of clients say because they're relocating out of town. They said, Rich, that'd be great. But we don't have the $20,000 to invest in the house. So we'll just have to sell it for $750 and take what we can get. And I went, wait. I have the money. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you guys into the resale renovation program. And under that program, I can give you just shy of 1% of the projected resale value of the property. I'm saying the resale value of your property is $800,000. So I can give you $8,000, or a little under, because there are a few things that have to go, a few servicing fees and stuff. So $7,500 that I can give you. I'll just give you that. Now, to make up the remaining $13,000 that we're going to need to get this done, I'll loan you the money. I'll loan you the money. I'll do it cheaply. You'll pay me back when escrow closes. It's not an expensive loan. We charge some processing fees, and that's really about it. And it won't take very long, and we'll be good to go. And you guys can pick the contractor. I have people I recommend, but if you have somebody you like better, that's fine too. Happy to work with whomever you'd like. But the point is, we're going to spend the money, we're going to get the work done, and you're going to get the money out of your house you ought to get out of your house. So let's do it. And they, of course, thought this was fantastic. So we went to work. So it took about a month to get the house kind of ready to go, about 3 weeks to get the house ready to go. And we just put it into escrow for $830,000. So think about that for a second. They were looking at a sales price of $750,000, which is still not an insubstantial amount of money, to be sure. But now they're selling the house for $830,000, all because we invested $20,000 into their house, $7,000 of which, it's just a gift. They don't pay it back. It's just we give it to them. Just job done. And then the remaining $13,000, I lend them the money so we can complete the work. And when escrow closes, which will be sometime in the next 2 weeks, they'll pay the money back. They will have made an additional $80,000 on their house, and everybody's happy. So if we're investing $20,000 into my client's house, again, seven of that we give away, the other 13 we loaned them, they're gaining $80,000 in the sales price. I think that's pretty good. I'm happy with that result. More importantly, they're happy with that result. I gave them seven. I loaned them 12 or 13. I loaned them 13, and they made 80. I like that math. I would think any client would like that math. So if you have a house and you're looking to sell it, talk to your realtor. Talk to them about investing some money in the house. We make a substantial amount of money in commissions. There's absolutely no reason that you shouldn't have a realtor, you know, investing in the commodity they're selling. I have no problem with that. No, it has to be done with restrictions, and we don't just do this off the fly. It's all done in writing, and we're very careful about it, so everybody understands the rules, rights, restrictions, et cetera, that we all have to abide by. But it works. The short answer is it works. We loan clients a relatively small amount of money in real estate terms. You know, house selling for $800,000, $20,000 doesn't seem a lot. But we loan them a small amount of money in real estate terms. We put the work into the house, and the house sells for more money. It's not brain surgery. Now, I benefit because I'm the realtor, so I get a couple of percentage points in my commission. But they really benefit because they're getting $80,000 more for their house. So they're buying a much nicer house where they're moving to because they can. Which is fantastic. Got another one in Canyon Country we're doing that with right now. I'm actually headed there as soon as we're done here. We spent even more money on that property because the house needed it. Family was there for almost 30 years. And now the house is great. It's fantastic. Everything's renovated and looks awesome. Shined up like a new dime. The buyer will be happy about it because they don't have to worry about stuff. They don't have to put money into the house unless they want to. And the seller loves it because their house looks fantastic and they're going to sell it for more money. So again, the resale renovation program where we give you money and we will loan you money if giving you isn't enough to renovate the house. Houses in the best condition sell for the most money the quickest. It's just that. It's really nothing more than that. So if you're interested in that, if you want to talk about that, if you want to talk about money for buyers that we give because we give money to buyers as well, different program. If you want to talk about HomeVestors, if you want to talk about title insurance, or rather these fake title insurance companies, Title Pro and these nonsense, these guys, call me. Call me anytime. I'm happy to talk about it. 661-714-1400 is my cell phone number. The Fix with Rich is the email. I'll answer all your emails. I'll answer your texts. I'll answer your phone calls anytime. Call me anytime you like. I love doing this. I love talking about this. I'm your guy for this. Please consider me a resource. Call me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am in. I will be happy to help you. If you need an attorney, if you need an accountant, I can refer those to you as well. Whatever you need, I am happy to help. So, That's my time. We're going to wrap up the show for this week. We'll be back next week with some more fun stuff to talk about. I'm actually going to bring a client on next week. Should be a good time. We're going to talk about Buster's Barn.